Western President Jack Thomas let out a sigh of relief after delivering the news to hundreds of current and former workers during a forum in the University Union. Thomas says Western will continue to avoid layoffs and furloughs, but it's not known how long that can continue.
We will do it as long as we can. And right now, as you see with the cuts that we're having, we are using the attrition dollars from the positions that are vacant.
26 vacant positions will not be filled. The school will also make other cuts, such as to travel budgets. Thomas says the $4.5 million saved will ensure there is money for already negotiated pay raises. Instead of just cutting, are there any creative ideas for increasing revenue?
Well, one has to do with enrollment. If we get the enrollment up, we will that will help to generate more revenue for us. And when we talk about our retention rate, increasing the our retention rates.
Thomas says courses must still be offered to all those students, so adjuncts and temporary employees might be hired to help carry the load. John Miller does not like that idea. He's president of the local chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois. The group represents faculty.
We also have research that will demonstrate, again, consistently, that tenure-track faculty members, which is where they want to cut, are the ones that have more time to develop relationships with the students. And the development of those relationships with those students is what helps those students succeed.
Miller also says there is more at stake than funding college classrooms. He says study after study has shown states that put money into higher education develop stronger economies. Miller says if Illinois is to succeed, state lawmakers must find ways to support colleges and universities.
I think one of the things is that the state needs to finally cut some of these corporate loopholes that are out there that account for upward of $1 billion plus. Those loopholes have not been cut, and they need to be cut. They need to close those loopholes to put the money back into this. And those businesses are the ones that are going to directly benefit from an educated workforce.
The past decade has been tough on public university budgets in Illinois. But President Thomas says Western can get through it.
We just have to plan and be very strategic in what we do.
However, even with planning, more cutting might be required in a few months once it's known what the state will do to Western's next budget. Rich Egger reporting.